what can zero do?
Yeah, but the suggestion, is out of 20 million, you are allocating 2 million for feeder roads. But, and some people feel agriculture needs a lot more than that.
Yeah, but the road network is more than that too. The river defense is more than that too. The hospital needs more than that too. The schools need more than that too. You have certain amount of money. You have to, as the Minister of Finance, see how that money can be spread across the country as far as possible and wide as possible. The 2 million, as far as I've seen from the recommendation from the Ministry of Agriculture, can in fact impact positively on the farmers. You must ask those who are criticizing. Which other government has taken local funds and put into farm access roads? All the farm access roads that were done on the previous governments were done by foreign governments, some funding. Likewise, the banana industry. We're the only government in the history of Dominica that's taken local funds and put into the agricultural industry.
But is the $2 million an initial amount?
But of course it's an initial amount. We said so. I mean, people want to be spending time about whether $2 million is not enough or $200 million is required. Of course you need more than $2 million. We've said so. But it is a start. It is better to spend $2 million in the farm access road or to spend nothing.
Few roads will be done with that.
But that's what you have. Why didn't government never touch the West Coast Road in any significant way? Why didn't never touch the airport road in any significant way? Why didn't never touch all the major roads in Dominica in any significant way? Why did it couldn't happen?
I'm
coming to the point that you in every request you need resources. You need resources. And people don't pay sufficient tax in Dominica. Very few people pay income tax in Dominica. And it is because of our foreign policy. That's why we have been able to attract funding to do many things that governments did not have the capacity to do before. You see what I'm saying? So we're not going to argue about whether $2 million is enough. $2 million is not enough to address the all the farm access road in Dominica. But is it not a good start? That's the fundamental question.
It's a good start.
I have seen what $200,000 have done on farm access roads in some communities. Revolution. See, to the extent that we have gone in the housing revolution, we just made $4 million available to the government housing board to lend to public officers. On top of the seven, on top of another five that we're going to, at special rates. So it is a start. If you have 100 homes to repair and you can only do 15. Should we not do the 15 because we don't have all the money to do the 100?
But how do you respond to the suggestion that you're not prioritizing the agriculture sector?
That is not true. That is not true because if you look at it, with the investment we have done in agriculture, look at the total revamping of the citrus that are affected by the Tristan virus and so forth. Look at the injection of funds, zero interest loans to banana and non-banana farmers, 0% interest loan. The technical support you give to planting material you give to farmers, free fertilizer. We continue to subsidize fertilizer heavily. We just take a decision, we'll be taking a decision on Friday, to put an additional $700,000 to subsidize fertilizer in Dominica. And we've been subsidizing fertilizer at 40% subsidy for the last 5-6 years. And on top of that, we've been giving farmers free fertilizer. We expect to get a further shipment from Morocco in the next month or so to give farmers free of charge. So for anybody to say that we're not prioritizing farming, agriculture, I mean, it's talking nonsense. I mean, let us see what it is that we have done. And let's see what other things we can do further to enhance the agricultural sector. But instead of saying that the government is not prioritized, not giving anything, it's nonsense. It's not true at all. I mean, go to the aid bank and ask them for how many loans they're giving to the agricultural sector, and you will see. Farmers enjoy duty-free on all things. The farmers don't pay taxes. They don't pay income tax. You see what I'm saying? So we have to see how we can consolidate what we have done. Go to Portsmouth and see the extent of the investment the Chinese are making on the technical mission to further enhance our agricultural sector.
And then we will be providing
free planting material to the thing. The citrus, we sell it at a concessionary rate to farmers. The cost of doing it, this citrus program, is highly exorbitant.
Now that you mentioned the Chinese, the MOU has cabinet considered.
I haven't considered it because you see, I'm not going to play games with people, boss man. It's just serious. Running the country is serious business.
But we
haven't gotten to that point. And why are we going to be playing games with people? It's besides the point. You know, just running the country is serious work. Okay. And I'm not going to be engaging myself in dabbling here and there and side shows and side acts. You know, this economy of this world is rough, and Dominica has been affected like everybody else. So our preoccupation is on those fundamentals which affect people, Dominica. But on the $2 million, if you have 15 farm roads to do and it's going to cost you $15 million to do it, and you have $2 million, are you telling me that I should not spend $2 million until I can get $15 million?
No, but I'm trying to get a sense of how you're going to prioritize those feeder roads.
I'll be advised by the Ministry of Agriculture. They're the ones who are there in the field.
Okay.
And our position is that we will go and we'll target productive areas first.